perspective.
Greetings and welcome to the Table of Perspective, where we take a deeper look into how the internal narrative of an individual determines the response to life itself and all it entails. Today, we are your hosts, Beulah and the lovely...
Dineo.
How are you, Dineo?
Good. How are you, Buse?
I'm very well. How has your week been?
Hectic. But okay. You know, we're surviving.
We're making it through.
We are the survivors, girl.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So what is our show today about?
Okay, so the title of our show today is Why Self-Awareness is Important.
Sure, that's a very broad spectrum question to
it
ask.
It is.
All right, but we'll get into it in a moment. Mm-hmm. So let's go into our first song, Your Love by Christ Encounter. Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
When I see the sun rising, then I know that you're around. In my darkest moments, then I need you to come down. It was the blood that washed my sins. Not far from me, it was the blood that washed me clean. Your love's not far from me. Your love, your love.
What, in your own words, would you describe self-awareness as?
I will always say this, Buse. I know I always say this in most of our shows that we have spoken about, that we have done in everything. Mm-hmm. I'll always go back to say we should know ourselves, you know, spend time alone. You know, so that you can know yourself. And by saying so, you can actually realize a lot of things about yourself.
Yeah.
Cognitively, physically and emotionally. Yeah. You'll be able to tell when you are not feeling okay, when you are not well. And you will be able to know your body. Like every time, maybe when you are sick, you'll be able to pick it up quickly.
Yeah.
That, okay, something is wrong with me. And this is so unusual in my body.
Yeah.
And by so doing and realizing that you can actually compare now and then simply tells that you are aware of yourself.
Sure,
you know? Yeah. So in short, that's what I could say. And you?
No, that's a very clear description of it, I would say. Well, the dictionary version of self-awareness, you know, the definition of it says a conscious knowledge of one's own character and feelings. And I think that it is very important that you understand not only the way that you act when you're around others or what triggers you, because a lot of the time you'll think that you're just frustrated about something. But in actual fact, there is underlying problems that you're not dealing with. Like, for instance, a lot of people go through depression and they blame certain factors on it. But in actual fact, if they got enough rest, exercise and nutrition, they'd be 10 times better than they are at the moment. And then also going into the fact that if you do not know what the problem is, how can you solve it? So spending time and actually being observant on, you know, the way that you interact, certain triggers again, you'll be able to find solutions to that and not just feel hopeless in a sense. So that's basically what I would say about self-awareness and the importance in it.
You hit it. They say in English, they say you nailed it in the butt.
What?
That's it.
I've never heard that before. I've only heard you hit the nail
on
the head.
You nipped it, you nipped it in the butt.
But to nip it in the butt, isn't it, you don't let it continue. You stop it before something happens.
Yeah, you can say that. But then again, in another sense, I can say that, you know, that you actually nailed it in, like, where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, you. That's it. Partly, yeah.
So we're actually going to do something very fun, in a sense.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a self. What? No. What is your love language test? And so it's not, like we said last week, also with the personality test. It's not. You know, be all end all in a sense. It's kind of just understanding how you interact with people so that you can more clearly actually explain not only what you're feeling but also get through problems in a civilized, honoring way to other people, because throwing yourself around and not understanding the problem, it's good to understand things.
It is. And not only on friendship or in relationships, you know, but definitely. It's broad.
It is very broad, you know? Yes.
It's very
understanding
broad.
How you interact with people.
Yeah.
Making actually. That clear would make life a lot simpler.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through the questions together, and then at the end we'll say what kind of love language we apparently have. It's just something fun to go through, and you guys can definitely try it out, and we do have social media, so you can let us know what it is. So yes, the first question is, when you have a bad day, what makes you feel better? The options are hanging out with my friends, talking it through with a friend, retail therapy, having someone cook dinner for me, or getting a big hug from someone I love. So I don't know, do you want to say what your answer is, or do you want to keep it a secret until the end?
Maybe keep it a secret. Actually, it's nice. Let me keep it a secret.
And then we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So
the second question.
The second question, you can read it.
Okay. Which sounds like the best way to celebrate your birthday? And the options are big hugs from all of my loved ones, receiving lots and lots of birthday cards, someone making my bed and doing all my chores for the week. I don't care about the gifts. I just want to hang out with my friends and family, getting a very special and a personal birthday gift.
Very interesting.
Very nice.
All right. What quality is most important in a partner? Loyalty, sense of humor, intelligence, level-headedness, or kindness? Those ones are deep.
That's very deep. Okay. And then another question says, what do you think is your biggest flaw as a partner? Options are, I'm too type A. I get too comfortable. I can be forgetful. I am not the best at communicating. I get pissed off easily.
Interesting. I feel like those are almost all the same. Just ask differently. Anyways. Okay. The next one is pick your ideal date. And it says going to a bar for some drinks at a pool, staying in and watching a movie, a fancy candlelit dinner, making dinner together, or going to some sort of live show. What would you enjoy?
What would you enjoy? Tell us.
So, what's the next one?
The next question says, what's a big turn off for you on a date? Options are, if my date is rude to a waiter, if my date shows up late, if my date constantly check their phone, if my date isn't the cuddling type, if my date doesn't like the restaurant I have chosen.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one. Which would be a deal breaker for you in a relationship?
Okay.
A, the partner criticizes me in a way that is non-constructive. B, my partner forgets my birthday, anniversary, date night, etc. C, my partner does not make me a priority. D, I don't see my partner for long periods of time. Or E, my partner isn't being intimate with me. What is your answer? Huh, this is interesting.
Let's go to the next question.
Okay. What is it, Dino?
What's the best present your partner could give you? 1, 2 tickets to see my favorite band, breakfast in bed, a little love note, a bag massage, or a nice jewelry.
Okay, let's go to the next one. What would upset you the most? Not being the best at something, someone I love forgets my birthday, my significant other doesn't want to kiss me, one of my friends avoids me, or not being helped when I am clearly struggling.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like here you just threw in 10 tramps in G.
This is true. That's actually a good observation.
Eh? You throw in tantrums.
I think this question is very self-centered.
What is wrong with today?
No, man.
Can that really happen, really?
I feel that, you know, that's my brother's car. It's John's car. It's literally John's car. You know, he's alarm goes off at like 3 a.m. sometimes. Just
because it's serious?
Like a fly. Yeah, this happens a lot.
Or a fly or something that disturbs the
alarm.
The sensor, yeah.
When do we have to stop? Alright, stop.
Yeah, like I was saying that the question that Beulah just read out sounds like they threw in tantrums.
This type of question seems like, you know, very self-centered.
Yeah. And then the next question says, what's your biggest turn on? When someone special remembers the little things I say, when someone special gives me a massage, when someone special makes me breakfast in bed, when someone special gets me that gift that I've always wanted. Oh, when someone special is comfortable just cuddling up with me and watching a movie.
You know what? I think that this question could also be phrased differently. Not necessarily a biggest turn on, but also just like, you know, in
what
a manner of friendship.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yes.
Things that you would particularly appreciate.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. Our next set of questions is, when do you feel most relaxed? When you're taken care of? Mm-hmm. When you're positively reassured by someone? When I can just chill out on the couch with someone I love? Or when I cuddle with someone I love? When someone I love gives me a present that they know will make me smile? What is your... I'm not going to ask your answer for that. We'll move on to the next one.
Okay. So let's go to our last question. It says, which saying about love do you think is the truest, like it's the truth for you? So the option says, no matter how busy you are, if you really care, you will find a time for someone. Sure. A true relationship is too imperfect. People refuse to give up on each other. Everyday love is a choice. Affection is always greater than perfection. At the end of the day, you can focus either on what's tearing you apart or what's keeping you together. Very interesting quiz, Buse. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes. This is a very interesting
quiz. It is.
Actually, some of those quotes are quite good.
Actually.
Yeah.
Actually, and I think
they kind of go back to the same principle in a sense.
Actually.
Yeah. So, Dino, would you like to share what your love language is?
Okay. So, maybe let's start from the last question going up.
No, okay. But did you get the outcome?
I did.
All right. So, are you going to go through each question or are you going to just explain what it is for your love language?
For me, I'm just going to do one. And then you will do one as well. Okay. So.
No, like at the end of the quiz, there's an answer of what kind of love language yours is. Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so
I did. Do you want me to read that?
Yes.
Okay. Just hold on a sec. It says here quality time.
Okay.
For me. It's quality time.
Wow.
Yep.
And what does it say about that, if you don't mind sharing?
I don't. It says, for you, spending focused, uninterrupted time with your partner is how you feel most loved.
Sure.
You like to create special one-on-one moments with them, whether it's a weekend getaway or just staying in or watching a movie together. Going long span of time without seeing each other and seeing them be constantly distracted. E.g. like checking Instagram while you hanging out. You. And then it says are a huge no-nos for you.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's read yours. Oh, we'll go back into mine.
Okay. So I have done this quiz before some, I think it was last year. We also did it on another show.
Yeah.
And I got the same one again. I think if you know me, this might not come as a surprise, but
okay,
mine is words of affirmation.
Okay.
So it says, you feel most loved when others offer you words of praise. However, I would particularly like to say that not all of this is factual, okay? I don't.
Okay, so you kind of like disagree at some point. Okay.
This is more so, I think, the basis on which I give love rather than receive. I don't know. Anyways, we'll go into it. So it says, you feel most loved when others offer words of praise, recognition, and appreciation.
Mm.
You feel most engaged when you are heard and positively affirmed by others, especially those whose opinion you care most about.
Mm.
On the other hand, you find it most hurtful when you're not heard or when you are unproductively or unfairly criticized. You'll value loving texts and notes as long as they are genuine and like to receive them regularly. You like to just be reminded how special you are. And so I would say that a lot of this is not true.
Not true.
In the sense of like, it seems very self-centered and self-oriented. And I don't think that's true. Particularly,
yeah.
I find it quite uncomfortable when people go out of their way for on my behalf.
But then what is then the truth about you? What like you being aware of yourself, what is it?
So in line with the quiz,
yeah.
I would say again that being observational on in terms of your interaction with others, sometimes you need to take a step outside of yourself in a sense and observe the scenario from the other person's perspective.
Mm.
Because when you are able to understand your point of view, you need to be able to step back and understand their point of view.
Mm.
And that's when you can actually have a productive conversation where there is an outcome of, you know, either it's a blessing for both of you or there is understanding, mutual understanding, or most importantly, there's clarity of intention.
Mm.
Because I value honesty on the basis of it's very important to make things clear even though they're uncomfortable.
Yep.
And when you are self-aware, you can understand that even though something that you don't necessarily want to comfortably say is open, you can then deal with it. Because if you're not aware of what you first intend, how can you in turn translate that to anyone else? I guess that's what I would say.
Okay. That's very interesting.
And yours?
I would say that part of what I read, I do agree, and some I do not agree with, you know. Yes, I love spending quality time with my loved ones, you know. I enjoy being surrounded by people who loves me, and not faking it.
Of course.
And most of the time, I take time to actually trust. You know, not that I'm suffering from insecurities or not. No,
sure.
But it's me listening to my inner me. You know, my instincts. You know. So I would say that yes, I do enjoy spending quality time with my loved ones.
Sure. Yeah.
And when it comes to people, then say maybe we are chilling and you're busy on your Instagram or whatsoever. That's your opinion, you know. That's okay. I'm not here to invade your social life or whatsoever. You know, you can do that. However, I would also expect you to think that, you know what, I'm being anti-social now.
Yeah.
I'm with someone now and this is not on, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm one person who gives you that space for you to become yourself.
Sure.
And like what you were saying, that you when you're looking at the situation in a broader way, you can also think for the next person, being in that situation, how would they be and how would they feel if you have to put yourself into their shoes, you know?
Yeah.
It's more something like that if we're chilling and here you are, you're busy on your social media, what comes into your mind?
Yeah.
You know? So
you're not being genuine.
You're not being genuine.
So,
you know?
Yeah.
I appreciate genuinely.
Genuineness.
You know, I want someone to be genuine because I'm also genuine, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's also the other thing why I do agree with the words of affirmation in a sense, because if you are not wording what it is that you not only expect or intend, then you can't be honest. You can't be genuine.
Yeah.
Because if you're only going along with the other person for the sake of their, intention or reciprocation, or rather you're not reciprocating it because you're not wording whether or not you even agree with it, then you're being dishonest.
Yeah.
And I think that all of these things will actually go into, we'll conclude it all in a second, just after the second song. But I think that leaves definitely on a high note.
Very true. And let's quickly go into our second song. And our second song is Somlandela by G Truth Asher. Enjoy.
Oh,
You're listening to Active FM.
You're listening to Active FM.
So, this is very interesting, Buse.
No, definitely.
Very interesting. It's
I would maybe conclude all of it that, again, it does have a purpose, because being overly self-aware tends to lead people into a place of self-centeredness,
yeah,
where all of life orients around them.
Yeah.
But being self-aware, I think, has the purpose to actually bring people closer together,
yeah,
and to restore relationships that are broken. Because oftentimes when people don't know how they actually interact with others,
yeah,
then they cannot see that they hurt people unintentionally,
yeah,
or rather they don't know why they do certain things, and it's just a kind of autonomy.
Mm.
And like one of the quotes actually right at the end that I thought was quite good, and it says that love is a choice every day, and that's a very important thing to note, is that just because, for instance, you know, a married partner, they don't just love their partner because they're married, it's that they're needing to continue to be intentional about that. And I think that, you know, even scripturally it goes back to the fact that God had created people for community, and when the community is strong, it's because everyone recognizes each other's strengths, and they work together. And I think that that could be the case with literally any relationship in our life. It makes life more valuable, you know?
It does. I found something here very interesting. It's a blog by Better App. It says how to become a more self-aware person. This is very important. As I read through it, it says envision yourself. Visualize the best vision of yourself. Ideal selves. Reflect our hopes, dreams, aspirations, and speak to our skills, abilities, achievements, and accomplishment that we wish to attain. This is so true. It's very interesting. Like, I remember my dad, he normally said to me, when whatever that you would want to achieve in life, it's all up in your mind, you know. You just need to attract it. And then I asked him, but Daddy, how do you attract it? And he says, you must visualize, you know, visualize about all these things that you would like to achieve, you know. So it's exactly what they're saying here. Envision yourself, you know, visualize yourself having all these beautiful things, you know, having all the $1 million in your account, or living in a luxury house, driving a luxury car, you know. Visualize yourself. And it's important to visualize that, because the more you visualize, the more you're attracting it, you know, to happen in a positive way. So meaning you are inviting all this positive frequency in your universe, in your space.
I think that an important thing to maybe note in that is, when you visualize something, again, it goes back to the fact that if you don't know there's a problem, you won't find a solution. And if you now visualize and you have an image of the thing that you want to achieve, you can now put steps into place in achieving them. And it's that thing of, you are actually taking control of that. And it goes back to, you know, being self-aware in your relationships with people. I think all of it ties together quite well, is that there is a need to understand
yourself,
reality.
Yeah.
And when you understand reality, you can then apply what you intend to get out of it. So if you have difficulty in certain skills, if you don't recognize them, you cannot fix them. And if you have a plan for a certain dream, you can now put your skills and your efforts towards that. So I think that as a whole, it ties up quite well. So yeah, if you have anything else to add, please do so.
Sure, I would. I do. I would, and I do.
This is a very enjoyable.
So it is. Yeah. It is. So still on the very same blog, it says here, the benefits of self-awareness. It gives us the power to influence outcomes. It's exactly what you just said right now. It helps us to become better decision makers. It gives us more self-confidence. So as a result, we communicate with clarity and intention.
Yeah.
Hey? Very true.
Yeah,
hey?
Very true.
And then it says here, it frees us from our assumptions. Oh.
Excellent point.
And biases.
Yeah.
Ah, this one. Done. Views,
yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where we need to end.
I'm done.
That's very true.
That's very true, hey?
Yeah.
You know how much I hate assumptions?
Yes.
I want a person to tell me straight, you know?
Mm.
If I want to be your friend, Buse, and you feel that, no, you know, I don't want
I have
friend.
To tell you something.
Exactly.
I don't like you.
Do you understand what I mean?
No.
And with that, I can live with that, because then it would be the honesty,
yeah,
to me, you know?
It's actually honoring a person.
Exactly.
You know,
and I would respect you for that, yeah, you know?
You know, I once read a quote where it said, to lie to someone is to say that they're not valid of the truth.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We can't underestimate the value of a person by lying to them. Why are they more insignificant than what you are holding truth
well
against them
said.
For?
Well said. So. Well said.
But sorry, you were saying.
But no, I was going to say exactly that, you know. To say that, be honest to people, you
yes.
know. Be honest to people.
With
and
love.
With love.
Because being blunt doesn't
with
mean
love.
Being hurtful, guys.
Yeah.
You can be blunt and clear on the truth, but
exactly.
you can also do it with wisdom.
Exactly. And not being rude.
Exactly.
You know?
We could do a show just about my passion on that. And the fact that we are, as human beings, really in the wrong mindset of being able to tell someone the truth while...
Buse. It's like you read my mind. Honestly,
it's something we will always deal with. We'll always struggle with, but it still needs to be something we should strive for.
Exactly, towards. You know? Because then living in assumptions, it's not right. Because
yeah.
you will always assume that this person, they're behaving like this simply because maybe that because of our previous conversations.
Yeah.
And then turns out not.
Yeah.
Maybe that person is going through something.
Precisely.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you don't ask and talk to them and approach them, you won't know.
Very good point, yeah.
So, yeah.
No, definitely.
So, what would be your last words for the show?
My last
Closing
words for
up?
The show is self-awareness is very much tied to your existence with living with other people. The fact that we will always have to interact with people. And if you have no clear understanding of what there is as a problem, you would not have a solution for it. And you need to be clear with yourself that you do certain things that are selfish,
yeah,
and you do certain things because you're triggered,
mm-hmm.
and you need to know what they are so
yeah.
that you can actually fix it. There's no time to live a life as a slave to behaviors. We are meant to actually produce behaviors that will bless our life and others.
Mm.
So I think you need to be clear with yourself on that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my final words.
Your final words. And my final words would be, being self-aware can help you to take better care of yourself.
Definitely.
So yeah, do that, guys.
Go ahead
and do it, and
we
know yourself,
you
know.
Encourage you with severity.
Know?
We
yeah.
might hold a gun to your head while you do it, but just do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, be yourself,
because we love
and know
you
yourself. Yeah, you know. we do. And let's talk, you know. Until next time.
Same place.
Same time.
Same time.
Same place.
Cheers.
Bye.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.
On all the people involved in the problem properly, while you avoid the person ducking and hiding from any confrontation, probably would have been settled with just a conversation. Observating, search my heart for any contemplating, so I ain't faking like horoscopes and the constellations. I'm aching,
Sour Patch and kidding myself. If it ain't sweet, then my emotions tell me sick to myself. Checking my heart when I know I'm tripping. Holding unforgiveness in the dark while I'm poison sipping. Praying they affected by it, but it ain't in their system. It's mine, walking blind. They say healing takes time. I say healing breaks bonds. The desire to be free is up to you. It ain't God's. And if you hate them in your heart, they blood is screaming from the ground. Murder by you ignoring it, you dragging out that pain further. All that complaining, yet you still murmur.
I've been praying all through the night.
Forgive abusers, believe the nature. To pray for transformation, but know that I'm not the savior. I was tripping when I heard it till I had to confess. Trying to do my savior's work as a messiah complex. I learned the complexities of my destiny are intrepidly etching the one who rescued me naked upon a wretched tree. A cup of forgiveness, you crafted the recipe, huh? You drink it deep, won't even pass to the left of you, huh? Proverbs 25:21, your humility on the line. Yeshua did it at the drop of a dime. You got a gang of following the design. Guard your heart, cause it's pumping this scheme of wickedness. Corazones de piedra can change from forgiveness. I witnessed it. Evil forgiven by the recipients. Till you act upon it, can't understand the significance. There's freedom when you free a person out of your heart. Can't see the light until you out of the dark. Yeah.
I've been praying all through the night.
Peace is captured, peace, fruit of the spirit. We detach it from trees and eat it, the seed it clearest. My flesh defeated when I pass up all ungodly edicts. Somebody lost me when they crossed me, I was hot as Phoenix. They asked me to forgive and let them live, I couldn't see it. Kept sleeping on it like a sedative, I couldn't free it. It built an edifice inside my heart. I need a genesis inside my thoughts, especially the violent parts. The Lord forgave me, who am I to hold that from my brother? It's just that's a Kodak trapped inside my mind forever. Been rainy days, sometimes your feelings may design the weather. In some cases, the villains may just try to do better. I know that, suppress my flesh to show that. 70 times 7, I gotta quote that. And resist the hope back, yeah. Matt 6:14, that's where my soul at. Cause when I drift from the King of Kings, he let me float back.
I've been praying all through the night.